This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Scott with my lovely wife, Teresa, and we're just blessed to have you with us today.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Resist forcing solutions to this week's problems. Okay? You know, Scott and I don't enjoy waiting, and we honestly don't know anybody who does enjoy waiting. But for us, when it comes to solutions to our problems, here's what we do. We pray for God's wisdom, His will, His knowledge and understanding as far as what to do. And then we do the hard part, which is wait. Mm-hmm. But we don't wait passively. In other words, we don't just wait and sit around and do nothing. We keep living. We keep going. We keep doing the next right thing in front of us. So today we're going to discuss that it's God's response to us when we pray, not to our problem.
Oh, that's good.
When those solutions come, when it happens, we know that He was responding to us, not to mm-hmm. our problem.
That's right.
You know?
And we got this from James chapter 4, verse 8. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world.
You know, and it's it's like we said earlier, we do pray about everything,
mm-hmm.
probably more so now than ever, but we don't just sit around and wait. I mean, no one can do that, but I mean, even when we have idle time, we still keep moving,
mm-hmm.
and that's what God wants us to do, and that's what He responds to. He responds to our faith, to believe. You know, I'm laying this at His feet. I've prayed about this. We've given it to Him. We release our faith knowing He is working on it. And as long as we're taking care of our business, we found that He takes care of what concerns us.
Mm-hmm.
And our business is His business, but He sees in the spirit realm. You know, He knows what's going to happen in the future, and He knows what it's going to take to fix our problems. And when He does show up, and what's so cool about when He does show up, because we are busy living and doing the next right thing in front of us, being responsible, it'll happen.
Yeah.
And it's so cool because you know what? You forget about it. At least we found that we do. We're not so focused on it. We can't be. We still need to be responsible and do what the day calls for. Do it with excellence and unto the Lord, which is what the Word says, meaning for Him as if He's sitting right there, because He is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's a full plate. And when our plate is full like that, we don't have time to figure out how He's going to do it.
Right.
And He knows how to do it. He can fix it better than we can.
That's for sure.
Now, I hope that I know somebody needed to hear this.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Psalms 3:4, it says, I cried out to the Lord and He heard me from His holy hill.
So what was the condition?
You know?
Cried out.
That's right. You cried out. I mean, you know, you just hit your knees and you went, you know what, God? I can't do it. I can't do it. What I'm trying to do, it is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I need to put all my dependency, all my faith, all my love into Your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I know You can take care of it
because
I'm having a hard time doing it. But you know what? Some of the hardest things we can do is to submit and be humble.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about.
That's right.
Is trust too.
Exactly right. I mean, people have a hard time doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, at times I do it myself.
Well, and it also too, if you have a difficult trusting God, if you're starting over with that, it's difficult because especially if your relationship was not great with Him to begin with, mm-hmm. based upon faulty information maybe that you had growing up, being in the wrong environment, wrong church, whatever. That's difficult.
It is.
So we always want to encourage people to get to know this God. This is the God that loves you, the one we're talking about. And He sent Jesus, His Son, to die for all this stuff. Nothing that we are experiencing or have experienced, He did not experience.
That's right.
And that's what He died for, because we're not created to carry these burdens. That's why we're sick. That's why we have all the problems that we do a lot of the times, is because we're shouldering too much. We weren't created to do that. Mm-hmm. I love what Max Lucado wrote the other day. We love Max Lucado. Mm-hmm. Woohoo, ACU grad like me, Max Lucado. Anyway, I sent that to you. He was talking about his daughter. He went to put her to bed one night.
A 5-year-old.
Yeah, and she just said, "I can't wait to wake up again." And he was making reference in that parallel to the Bible telling us to become as children. Mm-hmm. He said she plays hard, and she, what else was it she said? And she laughs big.
She laughs hard. So she plays hard, laughs a lot, and leaves the worries to her father.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's like a child.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, he did not create us to worry. That's his job. And he's not going to worry anyway. He's going to take care of it. I just love that. I forwarded that to you. And
it was so good.
So, just really, it was like, whoa. Kind of, ooh, I needed that.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And you know, there's times, you know, that I worry, okay? But when I get to that point, you know, I really have to step back. I really do, and I have to go, you know what, God? I trust you with every being in my soul, with everything in my soul, in my spirit. I believe you can take care of this. Mm-hmm. But as humans, okay, in the flesh, we're going to worry at times, okay? And don't ever doubt yourself, okay? And don't ever doubt God's love for you. If you do worry or, you know, for an instant or something like that about something, because you know what? That's why he's there. That's why the Holy Spirit is there to console us and to go, it's going to be okay. You know, it's going to be all right, but it's normal. I mean, don't think that you don't trust God and you don't love God because you're worried about something, not giving it all to him at that instant. You know what? It takes prayer. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you know, it takes our part. Mm-hmm. And what is our part? Our part is prayer. Our part is communion with other believers, you know, for them to pray for you as well. I don't know how many times I've been in the hospital, and my wife has sent out these email blasts to hundreds of people for prayer. And she would put sticky notes all over my hospital room with scriptures of healing. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. She was giving that to God. She was giving me to God and saying, God, I can't take care of my husband. But you can, okay?
That's
just an and he did. You know, so that's just an example of, you know, when you got problems, man. You know, and if you're worried or you have a little bit of anxiety going, don't think that you're weird or something. You're not, you know, you're not being, you know, loyal. I mean, that happens. That's normal. But you know what? Just step back for a minute, catch your breath, and go, God, I need to talk to you for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, and have that quiet time with him. Mm-hmm. And he'll show up. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the way you think he's going to show up, but he will show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and back to what our original topic here was, is to avoid forcing solutions to the problems. Okay, that's, it doesn't work. We know firsthand that does not work for us. Mm-mm. And so the difficult part in that, as we've already mentioned, is... for us is the waiting part, the waiting part. And so we have found that we cannot solve our own problems, but we can also help other people during that time solve theirs. You know, we have a neighbor across the street, you know, that we are blessed with, and she's got a lot of struggles right now in her health. You know, when you and I could get so wrapped up in what we're doing, but you know what? We just walk across the street and help Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it blesses me. I can't solve my own problems, but a lot of times I can see a need that someone else has.
That's right.
And also knowing, you know what, God's taking care of that. I can't do anything about that, but, you know, I can go over there and take care of this.
Yeah.
Or even looking at my own situation and going, don't know how God is going to solve this problem I'm trying to force a solution to, but I know I can take care of this other area in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and do what I know I can do, because I am powerless over this other deal.
That's right.
And trying to fix it is making me crazier than I already am.
You know, my great grandfather used to say that he can wait faster than anybody you knew. Mm-hmm. He did not like to wait.
Yeah, you know? But God responds to us.
Yes,
it's not the we're not talking about the problem. He responds to us, not our problem.
That's right.
You know, and so that I want people to really grasp that.
Yeah, it's not the problem you're going through; it's how you're responding to the problem you're going through. You know, God goes with you through the problem. Okay, mm-hmm. Through the fire, there's God.
Mm-hmm. He wants you to get him involved in it, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like when he was on the boat with the disciples and the storm mm-hmm. came. He was asleep.
Yeah, he was snoring away in the boat. You know what I mean?
Because, you know, he wasn't worried about it. And so nothing changed until they did what? They went and woke him up.
That's right.
And then they got him in it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't respond to that storm. He responded to them saying, wake up.
That's right.
Don't you care? And then what happened? He demonstrated how he's going to take care of it, but not till they did their part, which was getting him into it.
That's exactly right. You know, I know. And just like, you know, when Jesus was walking on the water and he told Peter, come on, you can do it. And Peter was so focused on Christ that he started walking on water towards him. But what happened? The waves started coming. In other words, life started happening. And he took his eyes off of him. And he sank. Yeah. But what was the first thing that Jesus did? He got his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He reached down. And in the scriptures it says, he saved Peter.
Yeah.
He wants to save you too.
Yeah. We're his children.
That's right. He wants to go through the storm with you.
Yeah.
Don't go through it alone.
But he wants you to have. Ask him into it.
Ask him to go in it through it with him. Mm-hmm. You know, him to go through it with you because mm-hmm. that's what he wants.
That's it. That's
he wants to
what
help his children.
He'll respond to.
Yeah, that's right. He wants.
Say, God, fix this.
Yeah.
Fix this. And we flipped our prayer to God, don't fix this. God, we give this to you. You know, we need you in this. We cannot handle this. We're going to go on and take care of what
that's
we
right.
can. But here it is. Please, Father.
That's right.
Do something here in our life.
You know, Jesus, when he was at the Mount of Olives, you know, and he was crying and out to the Father, and he said, you know what, if you can take this cup away from me, it'd probably be okay with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know what, Father? Not my will, but your will be done.
That's the hardest part.
Okay? That's what Christ wants us to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not my will. But your will be done. In other words, you take care of it the way you know how to take care of it. And thank you for going through this fire with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be obedient and do my part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trusting you.
But you know what? There may be some of us out there listening today that have that trust issue. You know, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you just didn't, you know, when you waited... Maybe you just didn't wait long enough and you didn't ask God to go mm-hmm. through it with you like we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because you don't know him.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, he is...
Yeah?
He is the most beautiful, awesome...
Go ahead.
He's the most beautiful and most awesome God that you need to know.
Right. He does care.
He loves you. You know what? If you've never given your life to him, or maybe you have, maybe you just walked away. Well, you know what? Today is your day because he's got his arms open and he's ready for you to give your heart to him. And that's the first part of your obedience, giving your heart to Christ. So if you would, please pray this prayer with us. And please know that you're saved and that you're going to be with the kingdom, in the kingdom for eternity with Christ. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I'm asking you now to forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, I can't go through this alone. I need you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thank you so much for those of you who prayed that prayer. We'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org. And today's Wednesday, and so please start praying about a church to attend this weekend and ask them if they have a discipleship or mentorship program so someone can walk with you, at least for the first year, with this awesome new walk with Jesus.
Okay, well, this has been good. And yes, like we always say, if you guys listening didn't need it, we did.
That's
so
for
we
sure.
Just taught ourselves. So have a wonderful day or night, whatever time zone that you're in, whatever country. And remember, resist forcing solutions to this week's problems. And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Probably getting it again.